The Beatles. What would a discussion of modern music in the 20th century be without mentioning the Beatles? I'd like to give our listeners an idea of just how popular the Beatles were in their time. You know they were fantastically popular, but do you know how popular they were? I can remember as a kid playing baseball in my friend's backyard, and we heard the song Rain Come On in my friend's house, and everybody dropped the bat and the ball, and they all ran in the house just to hear that song on the radio. Which incidentally reminds me of my Aunt Thelma, who was a nut about Elvis Presley. You want to know how popular that guy was? I can remember as a little kid eating at my grandma's house at a table with about 8 people. We're listening to the radio. Elvis Presley came on, and my aunt let out a shriek, leaped up from the table, giving 3 or 4 people almost a heart attack and screaming, "It's Elvis!" Elvis was a little bit before my time. I can just remember my aunt acted like that and that Elvis was happening, but I wasn't real conscious of it. But the Beatles, let me tell you something, as you've known. I mean, the Beatles were it. They were everywhere. But just to give our listening audience an idea of what fame is like. You know, when a Roman conqueror would come back from his conquest to the adoring crowds in Rome in the parade and his presentation to the emperor, as he rode in the chariot, a man would hold an olive branch over his head. And as they rode, he would say, "All fame is fleeting, all fame is fleeting, all fame is fleeting." That's what he would whisper in the conqueror's ear. So you can imagine one day when I'm talking about the Beatles and this kid looked at me, he must have been 17 years old, and he went, "Who are the Beatles?" Man, you don't know who the Beatles are? Well, all fame is fleeting. I know a guy that's so nuts about the Beatles, he goes to these conventions, he goes to all the places they've been, and he was in London and found the Apple recording studio where the Beatles did the Let It Be album on top of the roof. I know any music aficionado knows what I'm talking about right now. I immediately had a mental picture as the guy was telling me the story. He found that place, which was locked up, broke in, and actually went on top of the building just to be there where the Beatles did Let It Be. And I said, "You broke in?" He said, "Yeah, and I got arrested too. The night watchman caught me, tucked me downstairs into a little hallway, and made a phone call to the police to have me picked up." He said he was an old guy, and I said to him, "Were you the night watchman here when the Beatles were here?" He said, "Yes, I was." He said, "What were they like?" And the night watchman said, "They were assholes, just like you." Now, I'll give you guys an idea of what the Beatles were like. I talked to a gentleman named Buck Stapleton. Buck Stapleton worked at Capitol Records for many, many years with Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, the whole group. He was assigned to work with the Beatles when they were here in the United States, particularly in Los Angeles, and he liked the Beatles. He thought they were all delightful guys. He thought they were wonderfully mannered, and he told me his greatest memory of the Beatles was the word got out that the Beatles were actually at the Capitol building. Now, those of you that know the Capitol Record building in Hollywood is shaped like records all stacked up, it's the round building. He said within a matter of like a half hour, there was something like 3,000 people around the building and the crowd kept getting bigger and bigger. And we had never been presented with anything like this before. And he said, we were wondering, how are we going to get these guys out of there? So Buck Staples said, I started making phone calls. My God, what are we going to do? How do we get these guys out of here? He said, Jeff, I want to tell you, it was the most amazing thing I ever experienced in my life. An armored car came. An armored car came back up to the building, and with guards, we put the Beatles in the armored car, and I went with them. He said, and you think they would be upset or excited or nervous? And he said, by the time they were doing this, it was like, eh, sure, we just got to get out of here. Don't worry about it. And he said, they kept calming me down. Buck, relax, it's okay. But I'll never forget having to jump into an armored car with the Beatles and be taken away just for their protection because the people just wanted to touch them and grab them and pull at them. Now, here's the Beatles story that I hold near and dear to my heart. This was relayed to me by a gentleman from the Writers Guild named John Walsh. He had heard this story from a very good friend, and I must believe it's true, because of those of you who know John and Yoko, you may remember their famous appearance on the Mike Douglas television show, where Yoko Ono says, you should take the phone book, call somebody up from the phone book once a day, and just tell them you love them and hang up. Yeah, that's going to get everybody to love somebody. They were, let's put it bluntly, a little out there. John and Yoko Ono, as we all know now because of the tragedy, lived in the Dakota apartment building, which is very famous in New York. Many famous people had lived there. Some of you may remember the actor Robert Ryan. Robert Ryan was a big star in the 40s and the 50s and even the 60s. He was in the Wild Bunch, Executive Action, a very manly man. He was a former Marine, tough guy, good looking, no nonsense. Anyway, John and Yoko had actually taken over the Robert Ryan apartment in the Dakota. Robert Ryan had passed away, and Robert Ryan's wife had also passed away. And so the story went that Robert Ryan's daughter, who I must imagine must be a little bit like Robert Ryan. I would like you to get that picture of that tough, no-nonsense guy. Robert Ryan's daughter was living somewhere in Wyoming or somewhere. And she gets a call one day from Yoko Ono. And she says, is this so-and-so Robert Ryan's daughter? And she said, yes, it is. She said, my name is Yoko Ono. I'm the wife of John Lennon. She said, yeah. She said, well, we're living in the Dakota in the apartment that formerly belonged to your mother and father. And Robert Ryan's daughter said, fine, what is this all about? And Yoko Ono said, well, we've been holding seances here. We've contacted your mother, and she wants to tell you something. And Robert Ryan's daughter said, let me tell you something. Don't you ever phone here again and slam the phone down.